Eder. You're listening to Eder.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله أسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, after the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ghaffaru, comes another beautiful name, Al-Qahharu. Bifazlillah, we have covered a few names from the Asma'ul Husna, and the tartib is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق الباري المصور الغفار الناو القهار. القهار means the dominant subduer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the dominant subduer. It comes from the root words qahara. To be a bit quiet, please. It comes from the root words qahara, qaf, ha, and ra, which means to have control of something or someone willingly or unwillingly. So qahara means to have control of something or someone willingly or unwillingly. And so when we speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be Al-Qahhar, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the complete control. Nothing is out of his reach. Everything happens only by his will. And so for an example, even if a person is in that state of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever Allah wants to take grip of that individual to subdue him, there is no difficulty for Allah. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a chance. Khair, the ulama have also mentioned that with this name Al-Qahhar, there is also an element of anger. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to subdue someone, with that there is also anger. Just to give you an example, if you have a few police officers and they are chasing a criminal, and that criminal is showing some resistance, after a while the police manage to subdue him and take control of the situation, you will notice that the officers are also angry with him. Why? Because he has shown some resistance. But for human beings it's not that easy. Nothing is under their control. However, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can show any resistance to him. Everything is under his control. But he gives a person a chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. The qahr of Allah is different to how human beings are. Insan is very impatient. And he gets angry very, very quickly. And so what will happen is that there is no chance given by a human being. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though He is Qahhar, He is also Rahman, He is also Rahim, other attributes that are there. And so the scholars say that Qahhar means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a lot of chances. A lot of chances. It does not mean 1 week, 1 month. It can mean 10 years, 20 years. A man is addicted to sins and he feels that, oh, you know what, I am all alone, nobody is watching me in the room and what I am doing. Alhamdulillah, Allah is blessing me with everything, nothing is happening to me. That is not the right attitude. A person should always fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is Qahhar, and the Qahr of Allah is different to how human beings are. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person a chance, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, waiting for that man to turn back and to return towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qahhar, at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives a lot of time to people. However, the scholars have mentioned, ulama have mentioned, that there are certain sins which kindle the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately. And so beware of those sins. When a person openly challenges the Quran or Sharia or Islam or even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, openly, that arrogance, takabbur is inside him, that he is openly challenging Allah, or that he is openly challenging the Rusul, the messengers and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Scholars have mentioned that this sin would immediately open this attribute of Allah of Al-Qahr on that individual. That is why you will see that Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, 950 years inviting the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the people of Nuh alayhi salam had this bad habit. They would openly challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would also mock the Nabi of the time who was actually the first Rasul to come. Nuh alayhi salam is the first Rasul to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wiped them out completely from the face of this earth. Completely annihilated them. The people of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Why? An open challenge. Making a mockery out of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. When we look into the seerah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what we see is that there were certain individuals, As ibn Wa'il, Uqba ibn Mu'it, Ka'ab ibn Ashraf, Abu Lahab, and many others, they would mock and insult Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam all the time. Verbally, physically. Allahu Akbar. The Quran speaks that they called him a sahir, a magician. They called him majnoon, insane. They called him sha'ir, a poet. physically gave pain to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We see the story of Taif when he went into sajda. The intestines of the camel that was slaughtered was placed towards the top part of the neck, whilst Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in sujood. And so we see all that. But Uqba ibn Mu'id, As ibn Wa'il, and Abu Lahab, Ka'ab ibn Ashraf would say, Al-Iyazu Billah, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is abtar. And so we don't have to worry about him. Why? Because he has no male offsprings. And so if he has no male offsprings, the children don't survive, and the religion will also not survive. And so we don't have to worry. And so they started calling him Muhammad al-Abtar. Muhammad al-Abtar, al-Iyazu Billah, al-Iyazu Billah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have any male offsprings that were alive. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat kareema, Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Verily those who insult you and hurt you, they are abtar. They will be cut off. Abtar means to be cut off. And so the Mufassireen have mentioned that until the day of Qiyamah, those who have insulted Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cuts off their line of progeny. Their lineage is cut off. This is the punishment that is given to those who mock or who have mocked Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you do your research, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really makes them abtar. So the scholars have mentioned that Allah is al-kahhar, but at the same time, if you commit some sins, like making a mockery of anbiya or openly challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then generally the sunnah is that respite is not given to that person. And immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to punish him. Sometimes we don't realize the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The punishment does not mean that you have a car accident or something happens to you. Punishment comes in different forms. There are some people who have an addiction to sins, yet they feel that alhamdulillah, Allah is giving me a lot of rizq and rozi. I have a lot of money coming also. Everything is absolutely fine and normal. And the shaitan makes him feel that maybe, you know, Allah likes him a lot. And maybe that Allah is ghaffar only for him, possibly. But what he doesn't realize is that Allah takes barakat away from him. How is the barakat taken away from him? Maybe he would wake up for tahajjud. Now Allah has taken away that tawfiq, so he does not wake up for tahajjud. Maybe there was a time when he would enjoy his salah, but now he does not enjoy his salah. This is a punishment. Maybe Allah gave him the tawfiq to recite the Quran, but now Allah has taken it away. So he does not enjoy reading the Quran. Maybe he is hafiz of the Quran, but Allah has taken barakat away. Many paras that he had memorized are no longer sealed in the heart. Many of the du'as that he learned, now he does not know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish a person also in this way. That is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But khair, the word kahhar, which is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes in the Quran many times. Many times. A very famous verse of the Quran is, Limanil mulkul yawm. To whom does the kingdom belong today? Lillah, to Allah. Al-Wahid, the One. Al-Kahhar, the One who is the dominant subduer. Translation of this ayat kareema. This declaration, this announcement that is made in the Quran has been explained to us in the books of Tafsir also. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu was salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the command to blow into the trumpet, nafkhe sur, to blow into the sur. And when he blows into the sur, ulama have mentioned that all will pass away. Everyone that is alive on this earth, in the heavens, illa man sha Allah, except for those whom Allah wills. So everyone will pass away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then turn to Malakul Maut, Israel, and will say to him that who is alive now? So Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wa salam will say, Bari Ta'ala, Jibreel alayhi salam is alive, Mikael alayhi salam is alive, Israfil alayhi salam is also alive, Hamilin Arsh, the angels who lift your Arsh, they are also alive, and I am also alive. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at Malakul Maut, and Allah will say to him, also extract the souls from these angels, Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, and also Hamilin Arsh. In another narration it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give his order. Because kun fayakun, whatever Allah decides, happens. And so Allah will say, death to Jibreel, death to Mikael, Israfil, and they will die immediately. But in this narration it is mentioned that no, Malakul Maut will actually take out the ruh, the soul of these angels. Even Jibreel alayhi salam, even Mikael alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salatu was salam, and the hamilin of arsh, those who are lifting the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call Malakul Maut. Malakul Maut, come. Now tell me who is alive. Now Allah knows everything, of course. Now tell me who is alive. Malakul Maut will shiver. And he will say, Bari Ta'ala, only this weak servant of yours is alive. Only this weak servant of yours is alive. What a time it will be, that it will only be the angel of death, the sole survivor at that time. At the time of Nafkhe Sur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Israel, Malakul Maut, that you have heard of this verse of the Quran, Kullu Nafsin Dha'ikatul Maut. Every soul shall taste death. Ajib, taste. So it is something that we will taste. When the soul comes out, you will have to taste it. And so you will also have to die. In one riwayat it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the soul of Malakul Maut. Allah will extract his soul. But in another riwayat, Faqih Abu Layth Samarkandi has also mentioned this, that Allah will give the power to Malakul Maut, and Allah will say to him that you yourself take out your ruh. You take out your ruh. Allah will give him that power. And that will be the command of Allah. And so when Malakul Maut himself is taking out and extracting his soul, it is said that he will feel pain, great pain, a lot of pain. And then he will stop. And he will take permission to speak. And then he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bari ta'ala, had I known that there is so much pain and agony at the time of death, I would have extracted the souls with ease, especially for the people of Iman. Once Ibrahim alayhi salam said to Malakul Maut, the angel of death, show me your original face and your feature, how you look. And so Malakul Maut said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, I will show you how the angel of death looks like when the angel extracts the soul of a disbeliever. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam said, fine. So Malakul Maut said to Ibrahim alayhi salam that, Hazrat, if you turn away, and then when I tell you, look at me. After a while, Malakul Maut said to Ibrahim alayhi salam that, now Hazrat, you look at me. When he looked at the face of the angel of death, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam fell unconscious. Itni darauni shakal thi. He fell unconscious. And he said to Malakul Maut, the angel of death, that even if there is no punishment given, just this face of yours is enough as a punishment for the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected brothers, save us. And so what will happen? Subhanallah al-Azim. Malakul Maut will be there and he will say that this is the pain. Eventually Allah will give him the power and he will also pass away. Now in the 24th para, this ayat-i kareema, Al-Mu'min mein, when there is no one alive at all, nothing, no malaika, no jinns, no insan, that is the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will read this ayat-i kareema, his words, and Allah will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, to whom does the kingdom belong today? Where are the kings? Where are the kings? Where are the gods that people worshipped other than Allah? Where are they? Where are the jinns? Where is Pharaoh? Where is all of those who people worshipped? لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, nobody will be there to answer him. Answer will not come. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will say. Now this is where his name, this sifat comes in the Quran. Allah will say, Lillahil wahidil kahar. Lillahil wahidil kahar. That kingdom only belongs to Allah, the one and the dominant subduer. Dominant subduer. Only that what Allah wants happens. Allah is Khaliq, he creates. Allah gives death to everyone thereafter. Why? Because he is the dominant subduer. Allah is Al-Kahhar. Now, we also need to remember sometimes, my respected brothers, that at times a person himself feels out of pride and arrogance that I have so much power that even I can do what I want. I can do what I want. So for an example, what did Fir'aun say in the Quran? Fir'aun said, وَإِنَّا فَوْقَهُمْ قَاهِرُونَ. Use the word kahar, qahirun. He said, وَإِنَّا فَوْقَهُمْ قَاهِرُونَ. Fir'aun in his arrogance said that I am kahar for the people of this world. I am the most powerful. I have the control of everything. I am kahar. This is what he said. These are the words that he used. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him also. And this is something to see, that Allah is the dominant subduer. Everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fir'aun had seen a dream that a fire that came out from the direction of Jerusalem had burned all the Coptic homes and spared the Ahle Yahud, or the Israelis of that time, who were the followers from the time of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So the fire had burned all the Coptic houses. So when he woke up, he called all the priests, the magicians, and he said, "This is what I have seen." Immediately they said to him that a child will be born, a male child will be born, who will dethrone you, who will take everything away from you. Immediately, Fir'aun issues a decree, a fatwa, that the firstborn should be killed immediately. And Fir'aun was such a man that he had appointed thousands of midwives to do the register of all the women that were pregnant and to find out when these women will give birth. And so one by one, if it was a baby boy, immediately killed, immediately killed, immediately killed. Only a baby girl was spared. So many children were killed that the Coptic Christians and the followers of Fir'aun came and they said to him, "What are you doing? If all of the children of Banu Israel are going to be killed, then if these slaves of ours, their fathers, if they die, we won't have no one to do our works. Who will be our slaves? You are killing everybody." He was a killing machine. So if you're going to kill everybody, who will be there for us? So Fir'aun said, that is also a point. Then he says, okay, what we will do now? 1 year we will kill, the following year we will let them go. 1 year we will kill, the following year we will let them stay. It is said that Harun alayhi salam was born in that year when Fir'aun had said that this year we will spare the children. But Musa alayhi salam was born in that year when his army was actually killing all the children. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kahhar. Remember, He is Al-Kahhar. To have control of someone or of something willingly or unwillingly, Allah has the full control. Allah can subdue anything that He wants. We are not to think, 6 billion people in the world, so many people, different cultures, and so many animals in the world, billions and billions of makhluk, this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is it for Allah, to manage everything? Allahu Akbar. This is from shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kahhar. He has the full control. He knows everything, everything. With each creation, Allah has the full knowledge. And so Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, khair, he was spared. And Allah is Al-Kahhar. When he said, "Wa inna fawkahum qahirun," I am Kahhar, Allah showed him that Fir'aun himself decided to look after this baby Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And in fact, he would also pay the family, the mother and the sister, for them to allow Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to be in the royal palace. And that is how Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, mashallah, grew up. And eventually we know the story, what has happened. What has happened in Egypt. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished Fir'aun, the one who said, "Ana rabbukumul a'la." So there are a few examples for us to understand. Even in Surah Yusuf, "Arbabun khayrun," that you have so many deities. Is that good? Or "Amillahu al-wahidul kahhar," or to worship that one Allah who has the control of everything, that He is Kahhar. Everything is under the control of Allah. So my respected brothers, Kahhar is something that we need to understand, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can subdue a person anytime. Anything can happen. But before that moment comes, Allah save us, we should already be in the right track, walking in the path of Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And just to end, that insan actually has no choice. How is Allah Al-Qahhar? Even if somebody decides that, okay, I will do whatever I want, he can't do that. He can't do whatever he decides. So for an example, if somebody says, I'm not going to eat, that is impossible. You will have to eat, otherwise you will die. You are not in your control. If somebody says, I will not drink, you will die. If somebody says, I will not go to the toilet, very difficult. You are not in control. If somebody says, I will not sleep now, but from now on I will just not sleep, it is impossible. He will sleep. So everything actually is in the control of that Zat who is Al-Qahharu. Al-Qahharu. Ulama have mentioned that by doing the tasbih of Al-Qahharu, Al-Qahharu, and if a person is living a life of sin and wants to make tawbah, and if he does wird of this tasbih, Al-Qahharu, Al-Qahharu, with the intention that Allah save him from this sin, then insha'Allah ta'ala, the barakat of this tasbih, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change his condition, and he will see that it will become easy for him to take a U-turn in his life for the better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allah kareem is majlis ko kabul farma. Allah kareem naujawan log yahan baithe huye hai. Allah kareem جمعہ کا دن ہے, تھکے ہوئے ہے, اللہ کریم پھر بھی سننے کے لیے آئے ہیں. اللہ کریم یہ تیری محبت ہے, تیرے رسول کی محبت ہے. اللہ کریم اس محبت کو ہمیشہ ہمیشہ باقی رکھ. اللہ کریم ہمیں سیدھی راہ پر رکھ. اللہ کریم ہمیں صراط مستقیم پر چلنے والے لوگوں میں سے بنا. اللہ کریم ہمیں ہمیشہ ہمیشہ ہدایت یافتہ والا بنا. اللہ کریم سیدھی راہ پر رکھ. گناہ والی زندگی سے اللہ کریم ہماری حفاظت فرما. اللہ کریم ہمارا خاتمہ بالخیر فرما. اللہ کریم تیری ذات القہار ہے. اللہ کریم ہمیں توفیق دے کہ ہم ہمیشہ ہمیشہ ان لوگوں کے راستوں کو اختیار کرے کہ جس پر تو نے انعام رکھا ہے. صراط الذین انعمت علیہم. اللہ کریم مغضوب اور ضالین والوں سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما. ہماری جوان نسل کی تو حفاظت فرما. اللہ کریم مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما. اللہ کریم اس ملک میں خصوصاً اور یوروپ میں اللہ کریم اسلام کا بول بالا ہو. اللہ تیرے نام کا بول بالا ہو. اللہ کریم یہ لوگ اس دین میں داخل ہو جائے. اللہ کریم آپ کا فرمان ہے, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. اللہ تو چاہے تو غیر قوم کو تو ہدایت دے سکتا ہے. اللہ کریم ہمیں بھی ہدایت دے اور سب کو ہدایت دے. اللہ کریم ہمیشہ ہمیشہ تو ہم سے راضی رہے. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.